Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Today, we will talk more about Jesus' crucifixion according to Islam and Christianity. Most of the Muslim scholars generally teach that Jesus was substituted when he faced arrest and death. They believe God changed the face of someone else, making that man look like Jesus. So when the Jews and Romans tried to arrest Jesus, they thought the substitute was Jesus and arrested and crucified him by mistake. Most of the Muslim scholars believe at the very moment of this substitution, God lifted Jesus up bodily into heaven. And of course, the Muslim scholars are not in agreement as to the identity of the substituted person who supposedly replaced Jesus. From my background, I used to work as a defense lawyer in Egypt, and I was going to be a lawyer here again in America, but God changed my direction, and God convinced me to examine the issues that Muslims are struggling with and the questions they have, for example, Jesus' crucifixion, and help them understand the truth revealed in the Bible. I share with my Muslim friend that not only is the Quran's teaching about the crucifixion brief and vague, as you know, there is only a couple of verses that talk about Jesus' crucifixion, but the substitution theory itself cannot be believed on moral and logical grounds. Let me give you a few reasons. What kind of God would take a person and change his appearance to look like Jesus so that he would be subject to arrest and then crucifixion in place of Jesus? What kind of a God he would do something like that? The substitution theory portrays God as guilty of misrepresenting one man as another, which is misleading and dishonest. We know that God does not lie. Two, why should anyone innocent of a capital crime suffer crucifixion? Why would God cause an innocent substitute person to be killed? God could have rescued Jesus without giving someone else to the Jews to crucify. The substitution theory is not consistent with the character of a loving, just, and merciful God. Please, my Muslim friend, think about it. The gospel records the words of Jesus while on the cross. All of the verses confirm that the person on the cross could only be Jesus. For example, Jesus' prayer for his enemy, recorded in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Luke chapter 23. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus prayed to God to forgive those who were crucifying him. Can you imagine an innocent person hanging on the cross while having an attitude of forgiveness toward those who were crucifying him? Only the holy and humble servant Jesus could do this and could say these words. my friend, based on the teachings of the Quran and the Bible about the pure character of Christ, he would never permit another man, even Judas, to take his place on the cross and suffer the consequences of his own teachings and mission. My friend, what kind of God would cause Mary, the mother of Jesus, of course, highly honored in the Quran and the Bible, and his beloved friends to suffer in such a way? For they stood at the cross, watching the agony of the one whom they thought to be Jesus. You can read the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 19. Would God cause his followers to go through this torturous experience because of an illusion that he himself had orchestrated? Does it make any sense? Share with your Muslim friend. The truth is, Jesus was crucified. And we know that clearly from the Old and the New Testament, from the Gospel. If you asked me why, I will answer, because all of us disobeyed God and broke his law. Many Muslims tell me God will be merciful and forgive us for our sins. Please allow me to ask you, if a person is guilty of breaking the law in America, criminal law, for example, and the judge decided to have mercy on him and set him free, everyone will be right saying the judge cheapened the law. Justice is not served. My friend, the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross satisfied God's justice. Jesus is God who took an additional nature, a human nature, and came to us. He is called the Son of God because he came from God. Jesus was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Quran even does not contradict that. God paid our sins debt when he gave his son Jesus to pay the penalty for all the sins and wrong things we did. God upheld the holiness of his own law. My friend, God is the judge. You agree, I'm sure. He is the jury and the executioner. God promised in the gospel that he will acquit any sinner who repent and put his faith in Jesus Christ as his savior. This is the wonderful news in the gospel. God preserved and maintained the justice of his own law, and in the same time provided a just way for your sins to be forgiven. The Arabic translation of God is greater is Allahu Akbar. My friend, God alone is greater than our sin. God alone is victorious over our sin. Even though the consequences of our sin is death, God alone nailed the death warrant against us to the cross. God alone conquered Satan. And we read these wonderful, glorious words in the gospel in Colossians chapter 2. We read the wonderful news that Jesus on the cross canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Jesus disarmed the evil powers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Hallelujah! My friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ and he paid the penalty for your sins. Remember, Jesus lived a sinless life. Who can live a pure and a life without sin, except to God. My friend, pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only Savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials, congratulate you, maybe guide you to a church close to where you live. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with His presence and enable us to communicate the message of Jesus, the good news of His love and salvation to multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's grace, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.